poll, Jean Shaheen vulnerable to New Hampshire Senate race challenge. By Sean Moran on August 16, 2019. An equal number of New Hampshire citizens want Senator Jean Shaheen, DNH, to be re-elected as those who want someone else to become their next U.S. Senator, according to a poll released Friday. A University of New Hampshire poll released Friday found that 43% of New Hampshire voters want someone to replace Senator Shaheen, while 43% of New Hampshire voters want her re-elected, and 15% do not know who they want to be elected in the 2020 Senate race. The poll serves as a far cry from her last Senate re-election campaign, wherein in July 2013, 51% said voters should re-elect Shaheen to the Senate, and only 35% opposed her re-election. The poll arises as former Donald Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski continues to mull over running for the New Hampshire Senate race against Shaheen. President Donald Trump held a rally in Manchester, New Hampshire, Thursday night and said Lewandowski would be fantastic. He urged him to talk with his family and make a decision about running for Senate. He was the first one who talked about us possibly winning the whole big ball game. And he's tough. And he's smart, so we'll see what happens. He would be fantastic, Trump said, referring to his former campaign manager, who was in the audience with his family. The president said that Lewandowski loves your state and that he thinks he'd be tough to beat in a U.S. Senate race. Trump even joked during the campaign rally that he could not yet endorse the former campaign manager because Lewandowski has yet to decide if he will actually run for Senate. So, Corey, let us know, please, Trump said. A poll released this week found that Lewandowski would come out as a strong Republican frontrunner should he decide to run. The survey, conducted by Trump campaign pollsters Tony Fabrizio, Travis Tunis, and David Lee, showed that Lewandowski would gain 30% support amongst New Hampshire GOP voters. Retired Brigadier General Don Bolduke would place second at 11%, and former New Hampshire House Speaker Bill O'Brien would gain third place at 10%. Bottom line, Corey Lewandowski would enter the race as the GOP frontrunner, leading the field by double digits due to his stronger personal ratings. He could clearly see his lead expand even further with an endorsement from President Trump, who is extremely popular with these GOP voters, Fabrizio wrote in a memo that accompanied the poll. The University of New Hampshire poll surveyed 502 adults by landline or cell phone between July 29 and August 8 and has a margin of error of 4.4%. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.